your life, your outlook, and your attitude. And I'll tell you what, getting on that bike does help me pedal off some of the angst that comes with watching news. Call them at 296-1662 for a consultation, 296-1662, or look up more information at infusioncryoandlaser.com at 4 o'clock.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Perry Hill Road. This is going to be just past Heritage Baptist Church as you head towards Carmichael Road and I-85. Use caution. It's a moderate accident, and traffic is backed up a little bit because of it on Perry Hill. That's going to be close to the Vaughn Road intersection. Elsewhere around Montgomery, we are very busy on the boulevard all around the city. We got a lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Today is January 26th, Peanut Brittle Day. It's a delicious day set aside to celebrate the only food you eat with a hammer. Who's hungry for a pointy shard, huh? On Peanut Brittle Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says now that the administration has a handle on coronavirus vaccine inventory, President Biden is increasing his goal for vaccinations from 100 million to 150 million in his first 100 days in office.
She suggested that that is not an official goal. He is not officially raising the benchmark, just that he is hopeful, and that is something that they think could happen.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. A federal judge today blocking the Biden administration from enforcing a 100-day ban on deportations. Yeah. That move comes after a legal challenge from Texas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says progress has been made on a Senate power-sharing agreement
to set up rules for a 50-50 divided Senate. A power-sharing agreement is expected to evenly divide Democrats and Republicans on committees, with Democrats serving as chairs of those panels.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Good work, Mitch.
This morning show proudly presents Real Women of Genius.
Real Women of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mrs. Ruined Her Husband's Super Bowl Party.
Mrs. Ruined Her Husband's Super Bowl Party.
All around the country, people just like you are preparing to ruin the Super Bowl with your fancy feminine intervention.
Everybody bring a covered fish.
Your invitation, shaped like little footballs, and Go Team Go sign in the yard should have been a dead giveaway.
Don't forget to use the coasters.
It's 3rd and 1, and you're passing around baby pictures, reminiscing about your trip to Mexico, and gushing over your new throw pillows.
Lift your feet so I can vacuum.
So go ahead, park another screaming infant in front of the TV during kickoff. Shout, who's up for Pictionary during the 2-minute warning. But know this, your spinach dip in a sourdough bread bowl will quickly be transformed into an ashtray the moment you leave the room.
This has ruined your husband's Super Bowl party.
I've had that for many years, and it never gets old. So when the Super Bowl is played, I just update it by the next year. And it's right. But I keep forgetting it's this morning show proudly presents. Now, you're not hallucinating. It is the afternoon, and Rosie's going to fix that first chance she gets.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Clay sent me something I really want to listen to. Kind of wish it was Thursday so Terry Adams could hear it, too. But we have discussed this. We have discussed this as one of the prime reasons why many of us think we've been lied to for soon it'll be 60 years, 58 years, about John F. Kennedy's assassination. Because who did he really piss off? The CIA with the Bay of Pigs. And he fired Alan Dulles, whom for some reason there's an airport named for him. And I got a clip here under the Kerry Kibler, who says, I believe we're seeing the full manifestation of what JFK warned us about. 10 days after the speech, he was killed. America has been in slavery for many, many years by our own government. God is leading us into freedom from slavery, so let no one deceive you about this hour we are living in. JFK is calling on every American to speak up. Now, I have a thing in the system here. I believe it's called the speech that got JFK killed. Hang on. Wow, it's kind of long. This one is a minute 41. Let's give this a see if I can get it to work, first of all.
Okay.
It's on kind of a weird YouTube app.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
Really? Yes, it
is. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
Wow.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
If that didn't give you the chills, I don't know what could.
Hold on.
That wasn't a speech. That was a prophecy.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I want to hear that longer clip. It's in the system as the speech that got JFK killed. We should also talk about this with Terry Anderson.
Sure.
Yeah, this is a speech from 1963. That one was made, 10 days before he was assassinated in Dallas. Now, we all know there's a deep state. We just didn't know how deep. We also are beginning to understand how far it goes back. which is why Eisenhower, as he was exiting the presidency, and you're talking about one of the most popular figures in American history. Ike didn't have to run as a Republican. He could have run as a, you know, space invader from Venus and still won. Those who study history know this to be true.
Happy hour. Who is this?
But,
hold on.
He warned us about the military-industrial complex. This is huge business. Why are we already getting involved in, is it Syria or Libya, one of those places over there under Joe Biden's presidency? It's not even a week old. And he's already moving military around. Because that's what keeps them going, war. And they don't give a rat's ass who gets killed as long as they get theirs. That was amazing. And now I want to hear the longer clip. I have a couple of calls. I have no idea why it's a talk show. This is Dan.
Yes, it is. Hey, Greg, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. I was calling because, you know, everything I've seen China Joe do so far is designed to absolutely destroy the U.S. economy.
Yes.
And the Democrats really want that to happen because then socialism becomes a guarantee.
Yes.
So, like the climate change, that Paris Accord, it doesn't do anything for the climate at all. What it does is give China a free pass to pollute as much as they want to. While we spend a couple trillion dollars of our economy to accomplish nothing.
That is the biggest joke on the planet. First of all, we have met our clean air standards and have for years. We're not the problem. China's the problem. However, the Paris Climate Accord doesn't require China to do a damn thing for 10 years while we pay $2 trillion. Now, what are they going to use that money for? Are they going to build a giant propulsion machine that will push us a few inches further away from the sun so it's not as hot?
I guarantee you somewhere there's a Democrat that's getting some of that put back in his pocket.
Damn right.
Same thing with that ridiculous gender studies program in Pakistan. Pakistan is a Muslim country.
Right.
If a guy dresses like a woman in a Muslim country, they're going to kill him.
Yeah, but that's their culture. We have to respect their culture, you see.
Yeah, I bet some guy in Pakistan gets $12 to buy a dress, and the rest of it goes into three or four Democrat politicians' checking account.
Well, there's a lot of dark money floating around out there, man. But as this JFK speech, and he was well aware of these secret societies, unaccountable groups who were operating almost as a second government, or whatever you want to call it, with no discernible leader. That's the other thing. Who's the head of the deep state? I don't know. I don't know if they...
Every time I see China Joe's ridiculous face on TV, I hear the Doobie Brothers singing China Joe. Oh, oh.
China Grove, yeah, but China Joe, yeah. If I was, maybe I'll ask Jesse to see if she can't whip up a version of that China Joe.
Yeah, if there was somebody really good at lyrics, they could take the original Doobie Brothers lyrics really come up with a slam.
Most Americans know that the Wuhan virus came from China, yet here we are about to become an appendage of that communist country. They want the communist Chinese party. They want our government here run like they run theirs. Nobody gets in.
Well, they already got that.
Yeah.
They got their puppet in place.
Yes, they do. Or
well, thanks a lot, Greg.
Thank you. As David Blackman calls him, sock puppet. China Joe Potato Head Biden. And there's probably a few other words we could slip in there.
That was a good idea. China Joe instead of China Grove.
Yeah, that would work. But, man, that's a...
That would work. I have a feeling somebody's going to do it now. Greg, this speech, I'm not too loud, am I, today?
Just a little bit. I already dialed it down, so you have to, no worries.
Okay. That speech you just played of John Kennedy was stunning.
Wasn't it?
And, yeah, and I was 9 years old. I was about to be 10 at that time when he gave that speech, and I don't actually remember that one because by that time, Greg, we'd been through the Cuban Missile Crisis and all so much stuff.
Yeah.
It was getting to be kind of blur, but that speech right there tells you that the CIA got rid of John Kennedy. And
yeah.
we felt that way as soon as Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald. It was all too obvious to most of us what was going on.
And notice how, if you look at the way the Warren Commission was run, all the witnesses, they refused to interview that could have shed light on something other than the lone assassin theory, and how quickly that assassin, once arrested, was done away with.
Yeah.
Dead men tell no tales, do they?
No. And it was just, it was so blatant. And, you know, everybody, we all even suspected Johnson from day one because.
And let's face it, JFK and Trump had something in common. They believed in cutting taxes, they were married to beautiful, glamorous women. They were very popular with the people that you know, voted for them.
There's one you're missing. They both are sending half. John Kennedy sent the men to the moon. Donald Trump is sent the men back to the moon.
Oh, on a good level, yeah. I mean, there's other comparisons to be made there. But, of course, the Democrats would never nominate JFK. See, LBJ was supposed to be that guy. It was his turn,
oh, yeah.
Just like fat-ass Hillary was in 2016, except they underestimated JFK in 60, and they underestimated Donald Trump all these years later.
This is why I feel so relieved. I was always in fear for Donald Trump's life from that type of event that happened to John Kennedy the whole time he was president. I feel very glad that he and his family got out of D.C. without something like that happening, because there was enough dissent, and he said enough stuff to really make something like that happen. So God bless him and his family for getting the hell out of Dodge.
I feel
better about the impeachment. But
I love the fact, and this has
got
to piss the liberals off no end, and thank you for the call, Red Top, good one. The office of the ex-president or whatever he's calling it, he set that up today.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make them nuts. Of course, you know, there was some criticism. The office of the president-elect, technically there is no such thing, but they created that for Joe. So he could wander into a room, probably not knowing, hoping there was ice cream or something fun there. And how about Hunter going to that bagel shop today? That was big news. Great coverage.
I didn't hear that.
That's today's media for you. The biggest story of the day, and they just downplay it or ignore it. Yeah, Hunter Biden jumped out of the motorcade so he could go get a bagel or something else that starts with a B.
Mm.
Anybody want to take a guess on what that word might be? I just sent you, I got my magazine column back from
did
Jim.
You?
Yes, he liked it.
Good. I'll read it.
And he did some clever artwork in there, too. So,
hey.
There you go. Crashmas Memories, that's the name of it. 19 minutes after 4 o'clock, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, there's one name that stands above all others, and that's Clark's. They hire the most talent, actively seek when they need to add staff, and they're very busy. Not too busy for you, but they're very busy. They look for the best HVAC technicians that have completed their training to bring them into the Clark's team. They're plumbers. I've used them so many times. That's how I met Clark's. When you go, even I, as dumb as I am mechanically, when you splash through your living room, you know, something's not the right. It was obvious the water tank had leaked. I didn't even understand why do they put them in the attic? Because they're all going to leak eventually.
Yeah.
Why not put them on a lower level so the water can just run out the door? But they took care of that in 24 hours, and it's been a beautiful thing ever since. So my recommendation, join the Clark's Club, spend the $159, get the two annual tune-ups to your heating and AC system ahead of each seasonal change, and know that 24/7, 365, the best in the business got your back and your family's comfort and your plumbing infrastructure. 277-2125, the first question I'll ask is, how can we make you smile today? I just gave you a good idea of what to say to them, and let them take care of things for you. A phone call away. Clark's. Visit ClarkComfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. As we head down to the traffic dungeon at 421.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Everybody going to start getting off work here in a little bit. And right now, we are most congested. Atlanta Highway from East Boulevard out to Taylor Road. Taylor Road a little congested from I-85 to Vaughan. We've got some congestion on East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown Montgomery. Going to get a lot more busy when folks start getting off work here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, no accidents to tell you about. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Search and rescue efforts continue in Fultondale, where officials say a tornado killed a 14-year-old boy sheltering with his family in the basement of their home. Authorities say the tornado left a swath of destruction 10 miles long in the suburbs north of Birmingham. Fire officials say at least 30 people were injured. Alabama State University will now serve as a COVID-19 vaccination site. ASU will provide COVID-19 testing for the campus, the Montgomery Housing Authority, and the River Region. The ASU Health Center received 2,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. The historic St. James Hotel in Selma reopened for business today after undergoing a $5 million renovation. According to the hotel's Facebook page, the bar will open and will start serving dinner at 4. 42 rooms are available now, with 13 more set to open later. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another round of showers and thunderstorms back into our forecast. The rain and storms is likely tonight and first half of the day tomorrow, with tonight's low 57, tomorrow's high 68. Then it turns windy and colder Wednesday night and Thursday. In fact, we'll be below freezing Thursday night, maybe even the upper 20s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your
news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy who's still making Bernie memes.
Mr. Guy is still making Bernie memes.
You saw Bernie Sanders bundled up at the inauguration, so you photoshopped him into movie scenes and famous photos. And now, even after we're all pretty much tired of it, you can't stop.
Everyone likes to see his mittens.
Now you sat him next to Forrest Gump.
Bernie memes are like a box of chocolates, yeah.
So when you see Bernie Sanders wearing mittens and a winter coat, sitting in a folding chair next to Captain Picard, don't like it, don't laugh. You're only encouraging Mr. Guy who's still making Bernie memes, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is still making Bernie memes.
Well, at least you've moved on from Baby Yoda.
I think we have reached the peak Bernie meme thing, but there was one more that I think it was Mark Cumby that found it for us. I had seen it over the weekend, and I would email searches and stuff. For some reason, we were talking about The Wizard of Oz. And I was looking for something. I was looking for this meme. I was searching online for Bernie in tornado scene in Wizard of Oz. Usually, you know, you'll get what you're asking for, but instead I got some movie site explaining why there's a big mistake in that scene where they shoot it with a window frame, and then one without.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy once in a while looking at those people that pick apart a movie and find the mistakes, the continuity errors. One of the best of all time is if you're under the age of 40, I still think this is a watchable movie, North by Northwest. The movie fundamentally makes no sense, but it's very well done. It's a Hitchcock film.
Cary Grant.
Yeah. And there's a scene, and the best part of the scene is we had lunch in this restaurant at Mount Rushmore. It's right across from the monument. And I remember the building because it was kind of like a chalet with big glass windows on the side. So they shoot a scene, and there's Cary Grant is going to be shot. One of the extras in the movie is this chubby little kid who's sitting at one of the tables in the restaurant. And just before the gun is fired, you can see him put his fingers in his ears so the blast doesn't bother him. And for some reason, and it's pretty obvious, but for some reason Hitchcock left it in the movie. So anyway, it got into this discrepancy in the which is still, of course, a great movie. But so I posted it, and so far, almost 100 social media reactions of Bernie flying past Dorothy in the window of her Kansas home as it was being hit by a tornado.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the images coming out of North Alabama from that storm today are absolutely
wicked,
breathtaking.
Yeah.
We don't have Fultondale. That they said it was an F3, but the damage I'm looking at looks bigger than an F3. It's amazing, given the destruction. Any loss of life is too much, but yeah. Man, that big storms. Not even people who they were sheltered. The family was in the basement,
yeah.
And the poor kids still got killed. Legal Eagle, local heartthrob, Chad.
Well. Impeachment looks like it's dead as a doornail.
Oh, that's not going to stop them from pursuing
it. They're still going to do it.
Well, you know, you had that vote a little while ago. 45 of the Republicans agree that there's no constitutional basis for impeaching a former president. And that means they only have, at best, 5 Republican votes when you need 67 folks total. So they're 12 votes short of being able to convict, even if those other 5 wanted to convict.
And you know what? But that still shows how weak Navy Republicans are, because this gives them the out.
It's bipartisan.
On the constitutional basis, rather than saying he didn't do anything.
Well, Rand Paul gave great speech on the floor and talked about how he didn't do anything and went through the timeline, you know, and said there's nowhere in his speech that he ever said anything about About doing what they said he's doing, promoting violence, and that he specifically used the word peacefully march up there, and that the the riot had already started 20 minutes before he even started speaking. So he went through the timeline, and of course that made everybody look stupid and silly, and you know, probably the first time a lot of people in the United States actually heard the actual facts.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not listening. So that's a good thing that's happened today. Another good thing is the federal judge down in Texas put the kibosh, entered a temporary restraining order against Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations.
Yeah, David Blackman brought us that story last
time. Yeah, I think he's got Texas has a pretty good chance of prevailing because the administration previously entered into contractual deals with both Homeland Security and those border states that they would not engage in drastic changes in the deportation rules without at least 180 days notice and without conferring with Homeland Security. And that sounds pretty good to me. The fact that when a federal judge enters a temporary restraining order against like what Biden has tried to do, that means he has come to the conclusion that the party against that order has been entered against is likely to prevail on the merits of the claim.
Oh.
So it's an important step.
It's always a good idea when something in court is sustained on the merits of the claim and not somebody's
Not somebody's whim.
Interpretation.
Not some whim. Yeah.
I mean, when a
judge has to go through an analysis to look at the claims and with the preliminary evidence, and he's concluded, obviously, he thinks that there is a factual basis that would support the state of Texas position.
Will you take a moment and listen in with this clip from Joe? It's only 44 seconds
sure.
long.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
But he has an opinion of us that's...
I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. And the simple truth is, our soul will be troubled as long as systemic racism is allowed to persist. We can't eliminate it. It's not going to be overnight.
What?
We can't eliminate everything, but it's corrosive, it's destructive, and it's costly. It cost every American, not just who felt the sting of racial injustice. We aren't just less of a nation of, morally deprived because of systemic racism. We're also less prosperous.
Oh, morally deprived. That's what
you know. Hey, Greg, you know I do civil rights practice for a living, right?
Yes.
I got to tell you, there may be some vestiges of systemic racism within certain sectors of the private businesses or government or whatever, but this is not 1960 or 1970 or even the early 1980s, and I've been involved in large cases that involve those type of charges, and I know what the statistical analysis looks like on that, right? Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to root out every vestige of racism. And it is a two-way street. There's racism all around. It's not just restricted to whites and blacks. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah.
But what I have a problem with is this Democrats engaging in collective guilt that all whites, all Republicans, are somehow guilty of systemic racism.
It's the big racism, lie, and if you repeat it enough, people believe it.
Right, that's right. And most acts of racism are individualized, right? There's just not that many George Wallace's standing in the schoolhouse door anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
There just aren't. Are there hidden racists out there? Yes. But I don't like being judged and told that I'm a racist just because I'm a white conservative or a Christian, or anything else. If anybody is feeling oppressed right now, it's white conservative Christians, you know, and even Catholics by this Catholic president, you know. So, I mean, when you tell nuns...
You see that barf bag thing? It was in the New York Times that said what a devout Catholic Joe Biden is?
I guess you compare him to Nancy Pelosi. They said he was the most active, I guess, churchgoer. And I'm like, you know, the U.S. Conference on Catholic Bishops just came out and condemned Biden, his positions on abortion and other issues like that, euthanasia, everything. He's very contrary. That's like saying I'm a vegan except for I eat beef. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if somebody told you they were a vegan and they ate beef, would you consider them an active practicing vegan?
No.
No,
you lose that.
Of course you wouldn't. You know, just like if I told you I was a pro-life Democrat, would you consider me a Democrat?
certainly not a devout Democrat. Chad, I got to run.
All right, buddy. Good talk to y'all. Take care.
Wow. Bye-bye. Time just rolls by. It's 4:35.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
I think she's going to be joining us shortly. Before we get the traffic dungeon, Penny is on the line. Penny?
Hey, I just was going to follow up on the last caller, and I was going to say, if I ever have to tell you that I'm a Christian, then I must not be living like one. Because if you're really a Christian, people will see it in the way you treat one another. You don't have to tell somebody.
That's right. That's why. Where do you get this card? You know, as soon as I hear, I'm not a racist. Yes, you are.
I know.
If you got to announce it,
yeah,
you probably are. And the people that say it the loudest are usually the most guilty.
Absolutely, because their projection. They're trying to project what they are onto me and you so they can ignore their own.
Because they feel so horrible about the person they are, so you must be bad too, right? That's the easiest way to address it.
Exactly.
Spread the misery.
You hit it right on the head. Yeah. Enjoy your show. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
It's another one of the women that Nielsen says never turn the show on, even though we go figure. Anyway, did you read my column?
Not yet, no.
What are you doing over there? I expected a review, like, in 5 minutes.
I can't hang on every word you say, answer the phone, and read your column at the same time.
Every word I say.
Well.
I'm just a Babylon Boudel.
But I need to pay attention so I know what's going on. So when we have a break, I will read the column.
We have one right now.
Okay.
But I will keep an eye out for Jake Wallen. I think she's going to check. 4:39.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic light to mostly moderate traffic all around the boulevard right now. Our busiest spot's going to be on Atlanta Highway from East Boulevard out to Taylor Road. We've got a lot of traffic through the interchange in downtown Montgomery, I-65 and 85, very busy. We are not seeing any accidents anywhere right now, and none in Wetumpka, Millbrook, or Prattville to speak of. So buckle up, be safe, and we'll keep you updated. Shopping is festive in Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another round of showers and thunderstorms back into our forecast. The rain and storms is likely tonight and first half of the day tomorrow, with tonight's low 57, tomorrow's high 68. Then it turns windy and colder Wednesday night and Thursday. In fact, we'll be below freezing Thursday night, maybe even the upper 20s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together, we do more.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're just waking up to that? Are you kidding? I noticed last November. Hey,
hello.
Isn't this supposed to be the colds and flu season? And you don't hear a damn thing about it.
Happy hour.
Nobody's had a cold. Nobody's had, like, your basic flu. My daughter had a stomach bug weekend before last, which she did not tell her father about, which really upset me. Because my job then is to send a nice get-well pheasant.
Aww.
Always do. Something that'll make her feel better. Here's somebody that makes all of us feel better. Joining us now, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm actually in the process of setting up for Amy's birthday.
Oh, yay.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't tell you any surprises in case she's listening, because, you know, she's a very frequent listener. But
most intelligent people are.
I'm getting ready to wrap up here and go home and change and then celebrate Amy's big birthday tonight.
Yay.
Yeah, so what's going on with you guys?
Oh, I was just reading Mayor Reed's apology for his intemperate remark about Donald Trump last week.
No, I'm kidding. Was I personally named as offended? Because if not, then I'm not accepting it.
No, that, I'm just kidding. No, there was no apology forthcoming. He's still a DB.
Being pompous about it?
Nothing.
Am I allowed to say that? Can I say that?
You can
I
say
haven't
whatever
read
you
it,
want.
So I don't.
It's still a free country, at least according to Rand Paul today.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. We're gonna impeach a president that's no longer president.
Yeah, and it's gonna be presided over by somebody other than what the Constitution dictates, which is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why,
and it's weird that you're now gonna do it when it's no longer the senators that were originally there when the act happened. So.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's that, too.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, who am I?
Right.
Educated voter.
We're just you know, bozos on this bus, as that 70s saying used to say.
Yeah, and they don't have enough votes to get an impeachment anyway.
Yeah,
so
I think they would need, 15. They would need 15 Republicans to...
I think 17, isn't it?
Yeah, 17. And, the usual reliables like Schmidt, Romney, and others, you know. Well, yeah, you got to impeach them. You're not supposed to hate people. You're supposed to pray for people. I hate Mitt Romney. I'm sorry. I can't. No matter how hard I practice my ethical principles, I despise him. He makes me angry. Far more than any Democrat, because he's a liar and a hypocrite and every other thing.
I understand.
I don't want to get on a rant with you here. Oh, hey, they're broadcasting lies live on Fox. It's Jen Psaki there with her latest propaganda. She had some great explanations for things. Yes. That's different. That's pretty much the excuse for everything.
That's different, or we have better things to do.
Yeah, that's it. We got better things to do than worry about us breaking every rule that we... inflicted on Donald Trump.
So, how is Donald doing? Is he taking a couple days off?
Yeah, but relaxing? He has made it clear he has no intention of starting a third party, and I think that's the right way to go, because it'll be far easier for us to root out the worthless Republicans, primary them, and challenge them to invent a new political party.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not possible.
And he also has no intentions of going away.
Which is even better.
Well, good.
So we'll see a lot of mental illness, you know, coming from the usual sources.
Can't wait.
Yeah, no, it's always fun with Donald Trump.
Did you get the meme that I sent you this morning? With
Kamala.
God.
This is hilarious. I'm showing it to Rosie now. It's two figure skaters. One has the face of Kamala Lala Ding Dong, and the other has Joe, although it's clearly a woman's body, Joe's face is. And I'm guessing that's because the woman on the left is a little chunkier, so that's got to be Tanya Harding.
Mm-hmm.
And the graceful one on the right with the nice keister, that's got to be Nancy Kerrigan.
Yes, it is. The iconic picture taken before the knee incident.
The kneecap.
The batting of the knee.
We all remember that. And that was not funny.
Why?
Poor girl. Ended up hosting SNL, though, which is...
Yeah, I mean, not only did she do SNL, she ended up, like, there were Disney parade and stuff for her. She was, like, America's sweetheart.
Yeah, everybody felt bad, as they should have, you know? That was disgusting what happened to her. Hey, since you're getting the girls together tonight, when are you going to get them to come to the Baumhauers?
I should get everybody to go to the Baumhauers.
Yeah.
This is the first time, aside from my baby shower, that we've all been able to really get together. I mean, everybody's been just so careful. But, you know, since Joe got elected and COVID is, you know, the numbers are drastically decreasing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden people are like, okay, like we can go outside again. I mean, granted, I hate what's going on with NPS and the four teachers. I mean, that's scary.
That's horrible.
But it's weird. Like, that's not happening in the private school sector. So, like, what's going on?
No, in fact, we had a call from the other day from a woman whose children have been in private schools, have never been put through this lockdown garbage, and are doing just fine. How is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, I have most of my friends, as it's no secret, you know, I'm Catholic. And so a lot of my friends that don't homeschool their children send their kids to Catholic. So I can only really speak for what I know. But they've had very few issues. No complaints. Kids are doing great. You know, no regular school stuff, you know.
Well, we were looking for a great school for Shondor. Trust me, I was ready to take my certificate from the Vatican off the wall. And go to see if I could, you know, use that, if that would impress anybody locally to get him into one of the great Catholic schools here.
But well, if you need to get anybody into Catholic, let me know. I can see who I could talk to. But also, Macon East has had some issues with COVID, but they've handled it phenomenally. I have some friends of mine who not only teach at Macon East, but have children that go there, and they have handled it, you know, to the best of their ability. I mean, they may have had to close virtual couple classes for a couple days or cancel some extracurricular events, but very minimal compared to MPS.
As a mom, and since you network with other moms, would you not agree that these school lockdowns are doing enormous damage above and beyond limiting the educational capabilities?
Absolutely. And I say that even as a working mom who doesn't have an option. I see a great difference between my son, who is in a school who educates him and challenges him, as opposed to my nephew, who is not in school, who is not surrounded by other children.
Mm-hmm.
His cognitive development. There's a huge difference on the social interactions, the knowing boundaries and limits.
Yeah.
And that's not even talking about the education that he's receiving. I mean, my kid, I asked Stephen on the way to school today, what's the name of the people that go up in space? And he was like, astronaut. I didn't think he was going to know the answer.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, well, obviously, it's just one of those things where it's not just the education. It's the social interaction. It's the picking up on social norms, right, how to interact with other children.
And we are sending these kids back. In some cases, it'll be close to 2 years.
It's crazy to me because virtual is no substitute for in-person. I think that children are suffering, adults are suffering, the mentally ill and depressed are suffering. I mean, what a time to be alive. It's just a mess on a virus that is not affecting children.
Unbelievable.
That's what I still don't understand. Like, this has never been like chicken pox.
Right.
If this was something like chicken pox, that it was only affecting children and children were getting it and it was turning into something that we were, you know.
Back in my day, when the chicken pox was around, our parents exposed us to it so we would get it and get over it and move on.
Right. Now, before everybody like freaks out, like by no way am I saying chicken pox and COVID are the same thing.
No, they're not.
You see what I'm saying? Like, people don't die from chicken. Well, I mean, I think you probably can die from chicken pox, maybe, like in a horrible, horrible case. But I'm just saying, this is a different situation. It's not affecting children. And I just find it alarming that we're allowing other areas of life that have long-term effects on people make short-term decisions. That's really scary.
Jacqueline, I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely, guys.
There's a story breaking in hard-hitting press conference. Press demands to know Joe Biden's favorite Disney princess.
I'm going to go with Cinderella.
Just to be safe, I'm going to go with Peter Pan because we're not sure.
Well, I'm pulling up to the house and there's a little buddy who can't wait to see his mommy. So let me run, guys. But have a blessed rest of the day. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Have fun tonight.
It's like listening into an episode of Leave It to Beaver when we talk to her, isn't it? Ryan.
Yeah, so that meme that she shows you with the skaters, that's actually a T-shirt. There's a guy named Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth that does a show every evening on YouTube Live and Facebook, and I also have a Revival Today app.
Uh-huh.
But they go over news, and he gives that T-shirt away for people that donate to feed 1,200 kids a day.
Wow.
They also have a Fauci yard gnome and all kinds of great stuff. But as soon as I heard it, I was like, man, I gotta tell them where that came from because it's a great show.
Thanks for letting me know that. We'll keep an eye on and get that information on the air so people can support. We love doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
I appreciate y'all.
All right, we appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Ryan.
As we hit the 4:55 mark, I was talking to my friend Morris Capuano, and he wanted me to reiterate, those of you who have a mortgage on a house, it's absolutely, given that rates probably will never be this low ever again, maybe not in our lifetimes, to look into refi. If you want to lower your monthly expenses, pay less per month so you can put that towards paying down car payments, that kind of debt. There's a lot of things you can do, but or take some money out of the house to make a home improvement that'll ultimately make your house easier for Eddie Bader to sell when you call him. So refis are a big item right now with interest rates this low. You may have been impressed with your rate when you got it, but you got to check out what they're asking today. Morris is the guy to call for that information, 409-9300. On the other side of the coin, if you've never owned a home but have always wanted to, he's the guy to start that process for you, to help you navigate the little bumps and things that come along in the mortgage process. He's so experienced. He's handed the keys to a new house to so many people, thousands, over his great career. You'll love working with him because he is so even keel. While you're going through a little anxiety, he'll keep you calm. Get pre-approved, too. It's easier to shop with leverage when you have that certificate in your hands. Reach out to Morris at 409-9300. He's with Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a new accident on East South Boulevard. This is going to be just before Highway 331 or South Court Street. If you're coming from Norman Bridge towards South Court, going to be in your lane of travel, a minor accident. Hopefully they'll get that out of the way quickly. We're still very busy all around the boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. A little bit of congestion on Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway. We also had an accident earlier around the 9600 block of Atlanta Highway, which is going to be in the vicinity of that Dollar General right out at I-85 and Chantilly Parkway. Use caution if you're in any of these spots, and keep it here for more traffic updates. The Toyota Camry is the number one selling car in America. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection right now. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available. 551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Today is January 26th, Peanut Brittle Day. It's a delicious day set aside to celebrate the only food you eat with a hammer. Who's hungry for a pointy shard, huh? On Peanut Brittle Day.
All right, or as we call it here, Larry Eakin.